Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
All right, Mr. H, nice to see you.
Good to be here, buddy.
So, you're in the studio. Let's talk a little bit about finance and the world of business. You got a long face there. What's the matter?
Listeners are carrying a ton of debt. They've got a lot of baggage going on, and it's costing them a ton of money. And a Consumer Finance Protection Bureau report just came out recently that I forwarded to you guys. Report says that consumers spend $130 billion, with a B, on credit card interest fees last year. $130 billion on credit card interest and fees. And it keeps getting greater. It's the first time ever, we've talked about it, that the CFPB has been tracking it, that we've eclipsed $1 trillion in credit card debt as a nation.
So, you're the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg and the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. So maybe your interest in that is if you're carrying say you personally have $130 billion of credit card debt at 20%, you should take equity out of your house to retire that high interest debt.
You should do a couple of different things. You should, number one, take a look at your spending first, right? Your family spending patterns and habits, and look at ways that you could cut back. You should also look at your family spending patterns and see what you're buying with money you don't have that you could stop buying, okay? Because a lot of that is impulse buying.
A lot of that is internet buying.
A lot of that, right. You're not getting off your couch. You're just viewing and clicking. But again, you're buying stuff you can't afford with money you don't have. Okay, so once we stop doing that, we'll start seeing inflation come down. The other thing you should consider is if you have equity in your home, you should seriously consider looking at doing a cash out refinance. I don't care if you've got a 2 or 3% mortgage. I just did analysis before we came in here. A lady's got a 3.5% 30-year fixed loan, $144,000 balance, $57,000 with credit card debt. Okay, so her mortgage payment, principal and interest, is $1,100. Her $57,000 worth of debt's costing her $1,800 a month. Refinancing everything into a new loan, she'll save $1,000 a month. Yes, the rate's going to be substantially higher than her 3.5% 30-year fixed loan, but she has to put herself, and more importantly, her family, who relies upon her to survive the tsunami of debt that we're in because of inflation. I'm not blaming her for putting her family into this debt. You still have to feed your family, right? You have to take care of your family. You have a car payment. Just rearrange your financial furniture to make it a little easier to get by what we're going through.
So her mortgage is $1,100. Her credit debt is $1,800. So she's paying about $3,000 a month. If she refinances at a higher rate,
$1,800 a month,
then she's going to go up about $700 a month.
No, her overall monthly payment, rolling her mortgage, rolling her 57 into her debt, she'll take out a new $225,000 mortgage to load up her escrow. Okay, her payment will go down about $1,000 a month. So she's picking up $1,000 worth of cash flow.
Right, when you include the credit card debt.
Correct.
But her mortgage payment is going to go up.
Right, her mortgage payment's going to go up, but her debt will be gone.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's the problem, convincing people that it's not the mortgage, it's the total debt that you're carrying.
It's about anything. Okay, so you're drowning, okay, and you've got an anchor around your...
David,
what
did she borrow the money at? What was the new rate then?
It'll be in the eights.
So she's going from two something.
No, three and a half.
Three and a half to eight.
Eight, but she's paying off 26% credit card debt, $57,000 worth of debt that's costing her $1,800 a month.
Do people tell you how or why? And that sounds very, I don't mean that judgmentally, because I know it's so many of us.
Sure.
But how did she get $57,000 in credit card debt?
She just got overwhelmed. She wasn't making as much money as she was in the past. She had family illness that she had to tend to. She didn't have an emergency fund that she once had because she gave money to a family member to take care of a family member in need, which we hear a lot of. Again, I have to ask these questions because, listen, if you've got an Uncle Pat or an Aunt Sally that needs help and needs a hand up and they come to you and you give them 10, 15, 20 grand, then all of a sudden you're 10, 15, 20 grand in debt, you just gave your emergency fund over to your Aunt Pat or, you know, Uncle Pat or Aunt Sally. Okay, so I'm not making judgment on anybody. I'm just telling bringing real life examples that we talk with listeners every single day.
Did she take your advice on that? Is she?
Well, I'm calling her back. I she sent me an email with listing all the debts, and I had to run here to do this. So after I'm going to run back, call.
But I can see somebody in her ear going, "Wait a minute! You've got a 3% mortgage. You cannot give that up."
Okay, yeah, right. And I'll be like, "Okay, you're paying $3,000 a month."
Yeah.
Okay. So would you rather pay $3,000 a month or $1,800 a month? Which would you rather have? Because to me, at the end of the month, it's coming out of your left pocket or your right pocket.
Yeah,
it's still coming out of your pants.
That's the thing.
One way or the other, the money's coming out. So would you rather pay $3,000 with your sexy 3.5% rate, or would you rather pay everything off and keep control of your spending? And then, you know, there are some listeners out there, oh, stripping equity. Well, here's what they could do. Number one, you build up an emergency fund, cover at least a year's worth of expenses. Then after you've got the emergency fund built up, then you take the $1,000 or $1,200 wherever saving her, you can pay it back into the mortgage, pay yourself back, right? You're still picking up the equity that you gained. And by the way, her home's improving in value, probably a conservative where she lives in the Western Burbs, 3 to 5% a year in her $400,000 home.
You think homes are still doing that?
I know homes are
still doing that. It used to be 3% a year was kind of the number, right?
Until rates dropped to 2.5%. We had a jailbreak. Yeah.
And then what happened to
And then everybody.
Values.
Then we pumped over $1.4 trillion in the economy.
So the values of homes went up more than 3% a year.
Well, sure. I mean, it jumped up 10, 15, 20% a year in some areas just because it was a feeding frenzy.
I know that, but I'm thinking I can get 5% on a T-bill. I don't know what I'm going to get in the market.
But you can't live in a T-bill.
No, but my point is real estate still a good investment?
And yes, sir.
I'm asking if 3% a year is
conservative.
Is a good number for people. Inflation is at about 3% right now.
But you're getting, most of our listeners, check with your CPA, are getting a tax write-off with the interest and the real estate taxes.
Yeah.
And you're also building equity by paying down your mortgage. And guess what? Mortgage payments today compared to what you're paying in rent, right? They're pretty comparable. So if you've got the down payment, the financial resources to handle an unlikely event of a furnace or an air conditioner go out, or you need a new roof, that's all important. Home ownership's not for everybody, but you gotta be prepared.
What is this headline? Inflation has crushed retirement dreams for 1/3 of workers.
Yeah, inflation and other financial challenges are keeping employees tethered to their careers for longer than planned. Many are giving up hope altogether. 63% of employees anticipate retirement involving reduced hours or a different job, right? They're going to have to take a second job when they retire just to pay for expenses because they didn't save enough money. This is what kind of threw me off here, these two. 62% of employees list inflation as their biggest obstacle towards saving for retirement, up from 45% last year. And TIAA Institute also found that a quarter of adults reduced their saving for retirement because of inflation, and 12% stop saving for retirement completely. So everything goes back to, John, ties to inflation. Everything becomes more expensive. If you don't have the emergency fund, more than half of our listeners have less than $500 saved for an emergency fund. They just don't have any type of capital saved up in case something happens.
What do you have to do with that?
What do I have to do with that? You've got a ton of equity in your home. And I look as equity as money. And if you're sitting there not using it, and you could pay off $57,000 worth of credit card debt, like we talked about the lady earlier, okay, great. Maybe pull out an extra 10 to put,
I see.
Right, to put into emergency
fund. What about this? 224 said, I'm in the same situation as that lady you just talked about, but yep. I'm 75 years old. I'm still working full time.
Yep.
I have the same amount of debt and $148,000 mortgage. All my money is going to pay my debt. My mortgage is at 5.25%. If she says the same amount of debt, she means $57,000 in credit card debt?
That's not unreasonable for our listeners, John. As crazy as it sounds to you and others, that's what we're seeing on our credit reports that we pull every single day.
Well, if your mortgage is 5.25%, that's not 3%. If you can borrow the money at 8%, that's more, but the math might even be better for this lady.
Here, again, forget about the rate. It's about the monthly payment.
Yeah,
no, I know. And I sit, and when I started in this business 23 years ago, August of 2000, we were placing borrowers, listeners, into 2-year ARMs at 7.99 and 3-year ARMs at 8.99. And I started, it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. And that hasn't changed. And here, Just based upon that, here's another stat I brought in for you. Seniors have lots of equity in their home. According to the Federal Reserve, pretty big organization.
I've heard of them, yeah.
You've heard of them. In the second quarter of 2023, homeowners aged 62 years and older experienced a significant boost in their housing wealth, accumulating an additional $820 billion, raising the total to an impressive $12.69 trillion. Seniors are outliving their assets, and the only asset most of our listeners have is the equity in their home. That's why the calls for reverse mortgages that we've been getting has quadrupled.
Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg.
Quick side note, real quick.
Yeah.
Joe will have been left us on 11-3 last year.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Walter Payton. So we're doing a celebration of Joe's life. We're doing a little toast at the end. He passed away November 3rd of last year. So we're going to take care of him and his memory and his honor at the end of the show this evening.
You'll also have your friends from Lindholm Roofing. Dave Schluter will be on.
Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, and Joe's son, Mega Bros Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Here's a question for David Hochberg. I'd like to get a home equity loan.
Yep.
But I'm waiting for rates to drop. Should I be waiting?
No. I mean, home equity loans are based upon, I'd go with the line of credit instead of a loan, because you get to checkbook against your home. Typically, home equity loans have a higher rate, a fixed rate, than a home equity line of credit. If you've waited, you've gotten crushed the past 18 months by waiting. So I wouldn't wait. I'd contact my team at BMO. I'll hook you up with, I've got your number here. I'll give you a call after the show to find out what your needs are. One of the sales reps asked me about, you know, my recommendation to do a minor home improvement. Take a line of credit. Always go up to 80% of the value of your home, because you can. If you qualify, you're doing the same amount of paperwork. If you only need $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000,
yeah, don't use it all.
$200,000. I mean, you might as well go for the $200,000.
What about this title transfer tax?
Yeah, I think it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I think they're going to masquerade it around as a tax-saving opportunity. And when you dig deeper, like we dug deeper into it the first time it was announced, I told you it was in the Sun-Times, I was in Cranes, and you guys were looking. I called in that day. The way that I read it, yes, they're reducing the fees on certain people, certain homeowners.
Those selling a home for under $1 million.
Under $1 million, but they're raising it for everybody else. So be careful. I'll read through what was passed, because what's presented, as you know, sets everybody off and then everything gets changed. I haven't read the latest proposal, but I'll read through it and give you my professional opinion, as you know I will, and honest opinion on what they're actually doing, because most of our listeners don't pay attention to what they're actually doing. They just read the headlines and believe it. And based upon the headlines that we saw a couple of months ago, it was not what they were telling our listeners what was going to happen. So I'll dig deeper, and I'll let you know my opinion.
What about this? There's a headline, federal jury verdict on broker's fees rocks real estate industry.
Yeah, what a bunch of crap this is. So federal jury in Kansas City on Tuesday found National Association of Realtors guilty of basically, for lack of a better term, colluding and fixing pricing, which is what it is, right? So since Mr. Wheel created the wheel, okay, back in prehistoric ages.
Is that Mr. Wheel?
Yeah, it was Mr. Wheel.
Got it. Keep going.
It was probably a different pronunciation, but that's the way I'm rolling. Selling realtors have been giving part of their commission to the realtors that represent the buyer. It's been going on that way forever.
Well, they always split the commission, right?
And that's what this is saying, that it's not. That the sellers didn't know that part of the commission that the realtor was getting was being shared with the buying realtor, and that now they feel the sellers have been unduly burdened by paying the buying realtor's fee. So here's the breaking news for everybody out there. The biggest obstacle for anybody buying a home out there that's in the mortgage industry or in the real estate industry will tell you a down payment, the money to cover the down payment and closing costs.
Yeah.
Once, that's the biggest obstacle to buy a home. All right. So if you want to start adding that the buyer has to pay their realtor's fee on top of that, okay, good luck selling homes. So something that's been happening and been functioning perfectly fine for decades has now been turned on its head by some jury in Kansas City that found National Association of Realtors, Keller Williams of America, $1.78 billion, and Home Services of America as well. $1.78 billion in damages. So, of course, this will be appealed, and this will be kicked up, and this will be kicked around. But I don't understand why this is even happening.
That's not news to me. I mean,
right.
I'm not a real estate guy, but I thought that was pretty common knowledge.
Thank you. Exactly.
Imagine that. What are you doing? You have a realtor event coming up on
yes.
the 15th.
So we're getting a lot of freak out calls from realtors and our referral partners on if they're going to make it through the year. So what I'm doing on the 15th, I was out at this time last week, I was out in Des Moines talking with our Des Moines guy. So I figure if I'm willing to schlep out 350 miles to Des Moines, why don't we do an event locally? So we're going to have a realtor event. If you're an insurance agent, 23 years doing this, I've kind of been through four of these downturns in the
market. Who's the audience for this thing you're doing?
Realtors, financial planners, insurance agents, real estate attorneys.
The White Eagle Country Club.
White Eagle Country. We're starting at 11 o'clock on the button. We're going to have lunch. If you want to learn how to survive some tricks and trades, proven tricks and trades, tricks of the trade on how to survive this market, and want to meet our team and come out and learn about it. It's not going to be a solicitation. It's going to be, hey, these are the things that my team's doing. Are you doing it as well? And I think would help you survive this market. So just send me an email, david@56david.com. It's a limited seating. So first come, first serve.
David@56david.com, and his radio show is this Saturday. He calls it Home Sweet Home Chicago,
yep.
And that's at 10 a.m. at WGN Radio. David, thanks for your help on this today.
Thanks for having me, bud.